relationships that we see surrounding the Lord Jesus Christ. The first Sunday of Advent, we focused on the shepherds. The second Sunday of Advent, last Sunday, we focused on Anna and Simeon. This morning, just for a few moments, I want to focus on the angels in light of the choir and what their offering has been this morning to the glory of God and to the benefit of all of us as Christians. I just want to read a couple of verses out of the book of 1 Peter. He says, as to this salvation, 1 Peter 1:10, the prophets who prophesied of the grace that would come to you made careful searches and inquiries, seeking to know what person or time the Spirit of Christ within them was indicating as he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories to follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves but you in these things which have now been announced to you through those who preach the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. And listen to this. Things into which angels long to look. I have 5 minutes to talk about angels this morning. But think about it. Angels get to participate in some really, really cool stuff. If you think about it all the way through the Bible, angels were present at the very beginning. Even during the Exodus, they got to lead the army of Israel out of Egypt. They went before them and behind them. It was an angel that shut the mouth of the lions in the lion's den for Daniel. It was angels who led military campaigns for Joshua and for Gideon. It was an angel that knew the theology and the salvation of Jesus Christ. For Gabriel came to Elizabeth first and told her she was going to have a baby. Later on, Gabriel got to go to Mary and say, you're going to have a baby too, the Christ. There were also shepherds present when the angels in Luke chapter 2 appeared. And they were present to strengthen Jesus in Matthew 4 with the devil's threefold temptation. Even later in the Garden of Gethsemane, angels were present. And when Jesus came out of the tomb, it were angels that were there to tell the disciples he's not here, but he is risen. It was an angel who woke up Peter in Acts 12 and set him free from the jail cell. It was an angel who spoke to Paul on the ship heading toward Rome in Acts 27. They even get the opportunity to act like strangers amongst you and me. For Hebrews 13 says, entertain strangers, show hospitality, for by doing so you will have entertained angels unaware. And no doubt all of us have come across perhaps at least one angel in our life and didn't know it. Angels get to do some pretty cool stuff. They've been involved from the get-go with salvation, but the one thing that they can't participate in is salvation. You see, angels come into this world as celestial beings, either good or bad. And all the way through sacred scripture, we see their interaction, doing good things and even evil things. But as 1 Peter says, the one thing they cannot do or participate in that every one of us can, in fact, the greatest experience of all time, they can't participate in, but we can, is salvation. And as 1 Peter says, all they can do is long to look into what we can participate in. That is, we can have our sins forgiven. We can have grace and mercy. We can have a new life in Christ Jesus and the hope of heaven if we put our faith and trust in Him, the Lord Jesus Christ. What angels cannot do, the one thing they cannot do, we can, and that is participate in salvation. I invite you this Advent season to submit your life to Christ. Ask Him to come into your heart if you never have. Turn your life over to Him and admit your sin and ask Him to begin a new life in you by His Holy Spirit that leads to faith and repentance as you serve Him. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You for the angels and remind us of singing and of instruments and of all the beauty that music brings to You as we worship You in song, as we have this morning. Father, may we participate in that which the angels cannot. May all of us say in one accord, Jesus Christ is Lord, not only collectively, but individually in our hearts. May we submit this Advent season to Him by faith and in repentance and participate in the greatest experience of all time, being saved by the grace of God in Jesus. Father, touch our hearts this morning as we continue to worship You And we make our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.